remodeler once told me, Greg, the mistakes that cost me the most were the ones I never slowed down long enough to notice. In remodeling, projects rarely fall apart in one big moment. They fall apart in the dozens of lessons we never stop to capture. Today, we're going to talk about how a simple look can change the way your company grows in the new year.
Welcome to the Why We Build podcast. Join Steve Wheeler and our host, Greg Wallen, to explore the world of remodeling. Whether you're on the production team, design team, or managing the whole show, you can expect insights, tips, and stories that inspire and educate. So let's dive into the Why We Build podcast.
Welcome to the Why We Build podcast. I'm your host, Greg Wallach, and today we're going to slow things down. Not on the job site, not in the estimating queue, but up here in the way we think about our work. Because as we come towards the end of the year, most remodelers are feeling the same thing. A mix of exhaustion, pride, frustration, and hope. You've got a few jobs you're trying desperately to land before the holidays. You're watching cash flow like a hawk. You're balancing client expectations, team expectations, and your own expectations. And in the middle of all that pressure, there's something incredibly powerful that most companies skip. That's the look back, the post-project debrief, the post-mortem, the moment when you stop building and start learning. Today's episode is about what happens when we actually do that work and how that practice can shape not only our projects, but your entire upcoming year. This is one of the most transformational habits a remodeling company can build. But to get there, we have to talk about why the industry avoids it, why it matters so much, and how to make it simple enough that it actually happens. Now, every remodeler knows the feeling. You finish a project, it's not perfect, but it's done. You hand over the keys or you do the final walkthrough, and the instinct, almost the reflex, is to move on to the next job. Get to the next kickoff, get to the next set of drawings, get to the next estimate, get to the next fires to put out. Project finished, great, onward. But here's the catch. When we move on too fast, we repeat the same mistakes without realizing it. Now, I've seen good companies with talented teams run into the exact same issues on 3 or 4 projects in a row. And nobody connects the dots because they never sat down long enough to talk about it. Lookbacks, debriefs, postmortems, whatever you want to call it, they're not about reliving the pain. They're about preventing chronic pain. The longer I've worked in remodeling, the more I'm convinced that most companies don't struggle because of one catastrophic issue. They struggle because of 10 small issues that happen quietly, consistently, and without interruption. Now, the look back is where those quiet issues finally get a microphone. Let's talk about the elephant in the room. Postmortems feel uncomfortable. They feel like blame. They feel like someone is about to point fingers. They feel like we're revisiting problems everyone is tired of. Production may feel exposed. Design may feel exposed. Estimating may feel exposed. Even sales may feel exposed. And owners often think, if I open this can of worms, I'm going to discover more issues than I can fix. That's why so many companies avoid them. But here is the reality. You can't fix what you don't acknowledge, and silence doesn't protect you. It just makes the problems more expensive later. Debriefs aren't about blame. They're about alignment. They're about giving your team permission to tell the truth without punishment. And when you build that culture, you unlock something that's shockingly few remodeling companies ever achieve. And that's predictable improvement. When you run enough of these lookbacks, these debriefs, these postmortems, something surprising happens. You start discovering the biggest issues in your jobs aren't technical. They're organizational structure. That's where it fails. It's the organizational structure. Now, here are 5 probably the most common patterns that emerge across remodelers that I've worked with. Incomplete or unclear design intent. Not bad design, not bad designers, just missing details, unclear assumptions, or decisions made under deadline pressure. Design intent is like DNA. It determines everything downstream. If it's unclear, production pays the price. The look back makes that visible. The second thing is estimating assumptions nobody remembered. Now, some of the issues I see in companies come down to estimating notes buried in a spreadsheet somewhere that no one reads during construction. The look back uncovers these disconnects. Three, client communication gaps. I've said it here, I've said it there, I've said it everywhere. Communication could be on any page of any slide of any presentation. Now, why do the gaps happen? It's not because teams don't care, but because the project moves fast and miscommunication sneaks in. A look back gives you the chance to spot the exact places where clients felt uncertain or anxious. Schedule drift, number four, not schedule mismanagement, but schedule drift. Little things, a delivery delay here, a missing selection there, a surprise field condition around the corner. Individually small, but collectively painful. Lookbacks reveal the root cause patterns, not just the symptoms. Number five, capacity mistakes. One of the biggest issues, assigning too much to too few. A look back clarifies what workload is really sustainable for your team. We know labor is the hardest thing for us to predict. Every person delivers a little bit something in terms of their capacity. But that's the magic of the look back. It replaces general frustration with actionable clarity.
Are you tired of consulting that lives in binders and never makes it to the job site? At Remodeler's Advantage, we do it differently. Our immersive consulting works inside your real projects, your team, your clients, your challenges. We bring design, production, estimating, and operations together to build systems that actually work in the field. No ivory tower theory, just proven tools, collaborative problem solving, and measurable results you can see in weeks, not years. If you're ready to stop firefighting and start building a stronger company, let's talk. Visit www.remodelersadvantage.com or remad.co/Greg for more information.
Now, most companies overcomplicate post-project reviews, and that's why they never happen. You only need three questions. What went well that we should repeat? No one ever gets tired of hearing what worked. Capturing wins builds confidence and makes improvements feel safe. Number two, what created friction, delay, or confusion? Here's where the truth comes out, but notice it isn't what did you do wrong, it's what forces created the friction. Focus on the systems, not the people. What should we adjust for and improve for next time? That's the third question to ask. Now, this is the bridge between reflection and action. If you don't name a change, you didn't do a look back. You just had a group therapy session. And that set of three questions is so simple, so easy, so powerful that you can run a look back in as little as 20 minutes and get more value from it than an entire day of firefighting. Here's the real reason I wanted to do this episode. When you apply that same framework to your company's year, the impact is enormous. Think of your year as one giant project. It had a kickoff. It had a budget. It had deadlines. It had surprises. It had wins and it had losses. It had moments that tested your patience and your leadership. So run a year-end look back using the exact same structure. One, what went well this year that we want to protect? Companies often skip this part, and that's a huge mistake. Protect your wins. Strengthen them. You've heard me before. Celebrate them. Maybe it was a stronger estimating process, better communication between design and production, a great hire, clearer selection tracking, your team stepping up during the tough months, improving your gross profit, reducing backlog stress. Whatever it was, capture it. Success is fragile, so is profit. And if you don't protect it, just like profit, it slips away. Number two, where did we feel friction, frustration, or fatigue? This is where honesty matters most. Every company felt pressure this year on schedules, on margins, staffing, pipelines, client expectations, burnout. Don't sugarcoat it. Name the friction. Clarity is not an accusation. It's a gift. Number three, what will we change going into next year? This is the moment most companies miss. The answer might be we need to tighten what ready for production actually means. We need to simplify our estimating templates. We need to stop running projects that aren't fully designed. We need to invest in training our project managers. We need to run clean handoffs instead of hallway conversations. We should stop saying yes to work that isn't profitable. We need to slow down in order to speed up. That was something that was so hard for me to understand in my career. Now, whatever it is, turning it into a decision, something you commit to, is what moves you from firefighting to leadership. If you're a production manager, a design manager, lead carpenter, project manager, or an owner, let me say this. Most of your growth your company is looking for is already inside your past projects. It's already there. It's waiting for you. But you only see it when you look back with intention. You know, I love that word, intention. Lookbacks are the most underused leadership tool in remodeling. Not because they don't work, but because leaders rarely protect time for them. But the teams who do, they run smoother. They stay aligned. The margins improve. The stress drops. Their turnover slows. The client experience is better. Not by magic, but by learning. Here's my challenge to you. Before the year ends, pick one job. Doesn't matter if it was a brilliant or brutal exercise. Schedule a look back with your team. Use the three questions. Capture the answers. Pick one change. Implement it in January. That single act can shift the trajectory of your whole year. Because companies don't get better by accident. They get better by reflection, decision, and discipline. Thank you once again for listening to the Why We Build podcast. If you have any ideas for a topic, a guest, please reach out to me and let me know. Now, I hope this episode, as all our episodes, give you something to think about for your projects, but also for your year, your leadership, your companies, your team. If you enjoyed this, share it with someone on your team. Bring it to your next meeting. Use the framework. Start the conversation. We build because we believe in possibility, and looking back is how we make that possibility real. Until next time, keep learning, keep building, keep leading with intention. Thank you for joining the Why We Build podcast. I'm Greg Wald.
That's it for this episode of the Why We Build podcast. We hope you found something valuable to take back to your team. If you enjoyed the show, be sure to subscribe and leave a review. Please send in your ideas for future episodes. Thanks for listening, and we'll catch you on the next one. If you want more information about our roundtables program, production manager groups, design manager groups, consulting services, or any of the Remodelers Advantage offerings, please visit remodelersadvantage.com or email Greg@remodelersadvantage.com.